Are you wondering how to present new foods to your child with eczema so that they can actually want to eat it? So that you're not just wasting food and putting it on a plate that ends up being thrown away or just thrown in the fridge and eaten by someone else? Well, that's what this episode is going to be all about. So stay tuned. So here's the big question. How do you heal your eczema for good? How do you get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin and aren't embarrassed to show it off? How do you stop using creams and medications that only work for a short while and find a long-term solution? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Hey guys, Jocelyn jumping in here again. I wanted to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Audible. If you haven't heard of Audible, it's the easiest way to listen to audiobooks. If you don't have Audible currently, you can get a free audiobook today and a 30-day free trial to Audible as well. If you don't like it, you can cancel before the 30 days are up and you still get to keep the book, which is what I love. They don't just take it away from you. They have so many titles, including several of the medical medium's books, including his newest one, Cleanse to Heal. So the audiobooks are amazing for busy moms. We're constantly on the move, right? Well, with Audible, you don't have to sit down and read a book. You can be driving, moving, bathing the kids, taking a shower, exercising. You can pretty much be doing it all as us moms normally do. Another great thing about Audible is the ability to listen across several devices without losing your spot. I don't know about you, but I hate when I lose my spot in a book. And with Audible, you don't gotta worry about that. Get your free audiobook and start your free 30-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're about to jump into today's podcast, but before we do, I wanted to share something with you. If you're looking to get your child eating better, I have something to help and it is completely free. After struggling for way too long trying to get my two kids under 4 years old to eat more fruits and veggies, I finally discovered 8 key ways to improve their eating, and I wanted to give it to you. Why? Because I know the struggle, and I don't want you to have to go through that any longer. So I am sharing something that I've tested myself. These methods are what has worked for me. They're surprisingly simple and effective, which is why I thought you could really benefit from it. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, download your copy now at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. All right, now that that's off my chest, let's get to that podcast I told you about. Hello, Healing Nation. Welcome back to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Thank you so much for being with me today. My name is Jocelyn, and we're going to be talking about how to present new foods to your child with eczema. Now, I've been focusing on kids because I realized that it can be a lot more difficult to help our kids heal than it is to heal ourselves. And it's mainly because getting them to eat new foods can be really difficult. So that's why I am shedding, a bright light on this to help you on this journey. I know for us as moms, if we have eczema, we can push through even things that we don't like. But when it comes to our kids, it can be quite difficult. So I am going to be breaking down the two methods pretty much that I have come across to present our children with new foods. All right. First off, I am going to start with what's recommended, and then I'm going to talk about what I do. All right. And you might be surprised. So let's just get into it. So what's recommended for whenever you're trying to give your child a new food is to put it on a plate with familiar foods. That means if your kids love to eat chicken and you want them to try broccoli, put the food on the same plate. Put the chicken and the broccoli on the same plate. Now, the reason that this is recommended is because if your child sees something that they know they like, they're more inclined to think that they will like the new food. So if your child likes chicken and the chicken's next to the broccoli, they're like, hey, I know I like chicken. Maybe I'll like the broccoli. And there's a higher chance of them trying it. Now, one really cool thing that I talked about in the last episode, so just go one episode back, is how to get our kids more kind of interested in trying vegetables and trying new vegetables. And it's, you know, to play a little game with them during mealtime. And it's kind of just like how the vegetable tastes and just make it like a fun experience. But there's more to it. So instead of explaining it just kind of halfway, just go back to yesterday's episode and listen to it, because it's about toddlers eating vegetables as well. And those three hacks that I share to help get them interested are really useful. So just go back one episode after this one and you'll see what I'm talking about. So that's what's recommended, right? So to present the new food on a plate with familiar foods. Now, what I do is different. I didn't know about this until I had already been trying for a long time to get my kids to eat vegetables. So I did something that I thought would work for my kids. So what I ended up doing is, when we started this whole journey, Leah was more difficult to get to eat vegetables. And I'd put the food on a plate for her with, you know, let's say I gave her ground beef and carrots. She'd eat the ground beef and she'd leave the carrots. And I'm like, Leah, eat the carrots, right? Next meal, I give her some salmon with some green peas. She'd eat the salmon. She'd totally ignore the green peas. And I try to hide the peas under the salmon. She'd spit out the pea and eat the salmon. And I try to like mush it, and she just was not having it. So I'm like, okay, Leah, you're not going to eat it on the same plate. So I'm going to have to give it to you separate. And this goes against what's recommended. But I've learned that if I give my daughter, which once again, she's a year, she's going to be 2 in February. If I give my daughter vegetables by themselves, she has a much higher chance of actually trying and eating the vegetable. If I give it to her on a plate with other foods, she'll eat all the other foods and not the vegetable. So for me, I find it a win that she at least eats the vegetables. And once she eats the vegetables that I want her to eat, I'll give her the rest of her meal. So it's kind of like an appetizer. I give her the veggies as an appetizer. Because if I give Leah the food together, she won't eat it. She won't eat the vegetables. So I bring this up because if you go with what's recommended and it works for a child, perfect. But if it doesn't and your child is like mine and they eat all the other food but the ones that you want them to eat, which is the vegetables, then try this. Try to give them the vegetables separately. And if you have another child, right, like if you have two children and one eats it and one doesn't, my tip to you is to feed them the same way. So if vegetables are appetizers, then have it like that across the board for everyone. Because just from my experience with Leah, if she sees my plate and I have veggies and a meat and she looks at hers and she only has a veggie, she's going to reach over to my plate and try to eat mine or ask for hers, right? So that has been something that's been really helpful. It helps my daughter try new vegetables even without like fighting me. And it really helps if she's hungry. So if she's been snacking and eating for the last hour leading up to her meal, there's not a big chance that she's going to try it. But if she's hungry and, you know, she actually waited for mealtime to eat, much higher chance. So these are just little tricks that I've learned along the way, and I found it really helpful. So I just want to share it with you, because anything that's working for me, I am sharing with you to help make this journey just a little bit easier. So that's literally all I had to share on this episode. I'm keeping it short and sweet. There's two ways to present new foods to your child. You can either show it to them on a plate with familiar foods so that they think, hey, I like this, so I might like this new thing that you put on my plate, and they might try it. If that doesn't work, do what I do and give it to them completely separate. Give them the new vegetable all by itself, right? Cooked however you want, but all by itself, and let them try it. And then give them the rest of their meal. That has really worked for me, so maybe it'll work for you too. You never know. Alrighty guys, so that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you're enjoying this little toddler series, and we'll see where it goes from here. But that is it for today, guys. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Remember to believe, to learn, and to take massive action. I will see you on tomorrow's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Don't forget to download your free guide to improve your child's eating at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. See you next time.